She's a rock and roll play baby, and she throws a natural 20 crazy. She's a rock and roll play baby, and she's nothing near the normal and maybe. You're listening to episode 3 of She's a Super Geek, the live play RPG podcast highlighting women as GMs. I'm Senda, and on today's episode, my co-host Emily and I are joined by Kat Murphy and Travis Parker. Before we get to the show, I'd like to apologize for the ongoing audio artifacts in Kat's recording. We're hoping she's an Autobot, but she could be a Decepticon. We join our heroes, Lulu, Adelaine, and Zachary, in the Gambling Guild's VIP area as the citizenry breathlessly await the annual Exploding Android Goat Show. They've tracked Britannia to the secret VIP room, but all is not as it seems.
She's in the secret room that you saw in the schematics?
Mm-hmm, and there's about 50 guys, and they all look pretty serious. I don't know... Yeah. Why she's
well to be there. Fair, a good number of them were women. They just were all dressed the same.
Yeah.
I see.
Okay.
The neutral
pinstripes
guys.
And fedoras. It's sometimes hard to tell.
They're like a Pokemon villain organization. They're all wearing the same thing. 50-50
guys. Yes, they are. They all had little pets with them that did not look threatening at all. And you knew if you just trained up one of your people with the right elemental thing, you'd never have issues with them. Good. They all have a giant G in red on their shirt.
Team gambling? That's so cute.
Team gambling.
The head of this organization is now named Giovanni.
Right, so excellent. I'm gonna
GM law.
I'm just gonna grab like one of the bar wiping, like one of the clean wet towels from behind the bar and just wipe off my face and like my hands.
The bartender would happily give you one.
Yes. No, why would I wait? So I guess my feeling on this is, we're definitely VIPs. I mean, what's the best way to distract these people? We could just go put on another show, right?
I have an idea.
That's one option.
I have a mode of attack.
Okay. Are you going to be all logical again?
Yeah, hold on a sec, guys. I'm going to go to the balcony so I can talk to you. Because, again, we shouldn't be seen together, but you're not planning something without me.
We shouldn't.
Not again. Just hold on. So I like say goodbye to Riker and walk over to the thing and tap into the comms to talk to them.
Okay.
Cool.
Riker looks disappointed.
What's your plan?
Oh, it's like 11% of a plan. So these rooms are mirror images of each other. You said, Emily. So the very VIP room or the special VIP room also has one wall that's like entirely glass overlooking the exploding goats. Do we want to? There's a lot of people in there, and they might have their attention very much focused on your friend. So I mean, I don't know if we're the stealthy way is gonna. I don't know how far that's gonna get us. Do we try to distract and then run in and grab, then like break the glass and escape that way?
Like, did she look like she was in trouble, or did she look like she was there intentionally, I guess, is part of the question.
What a great question.
I couldn't tell.
And they might think she's the police, remember? Yeah.
Which, oh, kind of bad for her current situation.
It's potentially bad.
I wonder why. Or maybe they think they're going to make a deal with a dirty cop. Who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell, actually. There was no way I was going to go in there. I suppose I could try to... Could have tried to eavesdrop a little bit.
Well,
I chickened out. Sorry.
Let me borrow your chef's jacket.
Poosh.
Are you guys like in the middle of the room having this conversation? Because that's what I'm picturing in my head.
Not, but I might be because I'm just not very good at this.
You're like in the middle of the room. You just start stripping. Nobody's saying no.
Well, so I'm just gonna grab the chef's jacket and go up to the bartender, and I'm gonna hold it underneath the bar so that he can't actually see that I have it, and say, "Hey, man, do you have a pen that I could borrow?"
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks. I really quickly put an A on the end of Carl, so this is Carla. And then hand it back the pen, and then like duck into the back hallway, put the jacket on.
Yes.
Wow, they're bringing on a lot of new people for this big event. It's weird that they're all the same type of chef, though.
The restaurant industry.
How many sous chefs do we need?
I'm not really a sous chef. I specialize in...
Patisserie!
Patisseries, yes. Yes. And now I'm going to go this way.
Pastries?
She's a patissier.
Yes. I'm like holding my hand in my hair going, I'm a patissier.
And they're all like, cool. We all go to make a living. You've got the uniform. You're not suspicious. No. These people are dumb. The uniform thing was great.
So I'm gonna into my earpiece. Hey, Zach. So which way from here? I'm through the first door.
Yep. Left, go past the double sink and the one with the little orange and green red lights above the door.
Okay. So I'm going to find the door with the orange and green little lights above the door, and I'm going to... Was there anybody else in there who didn't have pinstripes on, or just Britannia?
Just Britannia, as far as I was aware from my glimpse.
Okay. I'm going to try and go through with Zach's previous plan, which is grab a plate of, like, I don't know...
Hors d'oeuvres.
Squiggly little live hickey tentacle-y
things. You fancy chef are going to work as a server.
Yeah. I'm just going to toss a little bit of flour in my face, and then I'm going to go out with a tray.
Wait. One question. Yes. Where do you find the flour?
It's got to be in the kitchen somewhere, right? And I'm...
Fair enough.
I'm a pâtissier, so...
Right.
I'm just... And then grab a tray of something and just, like, go circle through. I'm going to get caught, guys.
Well, don't worry, I have a backup plan.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
So I'm going to complicate things a little bit as you're like, oh, I'm going to get caught. Lulu, your life debt sense is that you should be following her. So you want to follow her. You can avoid this compel by paying me a fate point, or you can take this compel to follow her and make sure she's okay and gain a fate point.
All right. She's going to take it. She's going to follow. I'm going to follow too.
Oh, no.
I think I could get over my anxiety if both of my crewmates are in there, or ahead of me.
So are you going to grab server jacket or anything, or are you just going?
Yeah, I'm just going. You know, that's the... As soon as it hits me, I'm like listening to things and just doing fine, watching the goat stuff, thinking through the logistics of the situation. Then, like, she says that, I pause and I sigh and I just, like, walk directly back towards the kitchen.
The long-suffering, life-indebted servant.
I didn't mean to make that happen.
No, it's fine. It happened. It's like the number of times that you're like, no, seriously, you don't need to follow me. And I'm like, actually, I do.
Right, exactly.
It's an honor thing. You wouldn't understand.
you definitely wouldn't understand.
I got nothing.
Besides, what would you do without her? You'd just be like on Amazonia working on your Etsy store.
Yeah, that's like the best possible. No, so I just walk into the kitchen and look around and wave at people. So where's the like secret VIP room?
Yes.
But you know about the secret VIP room.
Right, so.
Yeah, you asked about the secret room, so obviously you know that there is one.
So there's no reason they could stop
you're,
her.
I'm assuming, playing up that you're kind of playing up that you're, you know, you're pretty and you're acting like a ditz, and they're all like, oh god, another one. You know, and they kind of like shoo you along.
Yeah, so I'm trying to be stealthy, which is hard for me. I'm kind of... not the stealthiest individual, but I'm like sneaking around corners and like glancing, and that would make sense and work if I like had a mirror to do it with, but I don't, so I'm very conspicuously like my ponytail goes all the way out into the hall before I come back. But yeah, I'm...
And Zach's just walking behind you, not doing any of that.
I'm being submissive, like,
and at one point somebody's like, Carl, where did your jacket go?
Well, that was one part-time job. Now this is my other part-time job as a personal assistant to the stars. I'm just tagging along with Lulu or whatever pseudonym she's using in these.
You say to the server, to Lulu or whatever.
Or whatever her pseudonym is.
I go back and forth between in-character and out-of-character too, without...
I know, I'm just... Adelaide, are you circulating yet, or are you waiting for your party?
Oh, no, I'm circulating, because I didn't come in here thinking oh, like, I'm gonna call on that life debt and they'll come.
Oh yeah, we
me.
Shouldn't
like,
be.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, we shouldn't be no. there. That's the
no.
We're just doing this.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So no, I'm totally going right in as if they're not coming because I maybe don't even know that they are.
All right, so you know, you realize that they're the group is kind of focused on either Britannia or somebody near her, and as you get closer, you hear masculine voice, and there are, you know, things are a little, it's, you know, professional, but it's not really tense. You know, people are still refilling their drinks and, you know, eating stuff, and it's basically about, you know, they seem to be going over the code of the Gamblers Guild. You know, this is one of the biggest high stakes of the year. Don't let people bribe you. You know, here's Goat Flippity-Jigget. He is the favored to win. And so we're taking bets for him at, I know nothing about gambling, obviously, at like 3-1. And here's like Mr. Jonesy, the least favorite, the least
Jonesy.
Favorite. And it's like 1,000,000-1. Yeah. But he's gonna win. So a bet of $1 will, and if he wins, we'll give you $1,000,000 or it's credits, or whatever.
Fripp notes.
Fripp notes. You're circulating. You're getting closer to the far end when the other two come into the room. What do you see that Adelaide is kind of further down the room, and the bartender is kind of like, "Who are these people?" Like, he doesn't say anything. He's just like, "Hey."
Yeah, I'm not going in. I'm staying by the door and watching. Because obviously, you know, one, it's time to be stealthy. Two, I will not enter a situation unless it is the right moment.
Yes. Oh, everything comes together. Great. So I'm gonna keep kind of heading towards the back with my tray. And I'm kind of hoping to get close to Britannia and maybe see what she's doing there, or if she intends to be there, or like what is up with that situation.
And if you need a distraction, I have a plan.
Man, I really wish you were gonna get to use that distraction.
Why? Are people paying attention to her?
So as you get closer, Adelaide, you see Britannia and you see Clarney Jefferson also. And the guy who's talking is a guy, I mean, you don't know him, but his name is obviously Giovanni. Like, it just has to
he
be.
He looks like a Giovanni.
And he's got like a tie with like a gold like double G pin on it. And he's got like this cat, like this really long, weird cat laying at his feet.
It's got like a coin stuck to its head for some weird reason.
Yeah, it's got like a coin. And so you see Britannia, she doesn't seem freaked. Like, she seems like, you know, completely normal. Like, she should be there. She's not wearing pinstripes. She's wearing, what do Amazonians wear? Like, to a nice event, like, what's a cocktail dress?
Okay, so I think that Amazonia, they, like, everyone wears, like, Buck Rogers' idea of the future. You know, it's all very Jetsons. I'm wearing, clearly, like, a silver and white jumpsuit that has shorts and long sleeves and a very deep V. And that's pretty normal. You know, people do lots of variations on that. But for special events, they wear dresses that have, like, those perfect, you know, round saucer skirts and then that have, like, fins on the shoulders. So she's wearing one of those. Mm-hmm.
So she's dressed in that.
She looks like Judy Jackson.
In her formal
She looks
fins.
Like Judy Jackson. It's this beautiful pale blue color, and she's dyed her hair silver. So, I mean, she just looks, she looks pretty good. I assume Adelaide's going to try to be like, hey, I see Britannia.
Yeah.
Zachary and Lulu, you hear a little click behind you that sounds like somebody cocking
a
gun.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, so I kick out behind me and simultaneously grab and put my head to the side, trying to grab and disarm the gun. This happens. You know, this happens. We just, you roll with it, you move your head to the side. Most people aren't prepared to pull a trigger. Let's roll with it, see how it goes. So, so that would be a forceful on my part?
Yes.
Cool. Let's see. Ah, Plus four. Okay.
So it was good?
So that was going to be a fair roll. So you got a great of four, so you are going to succeed. So what is your goal to knock the gun out of this, or the laser pistol out of people's hands, or to...
It goes click when you cock it.
Yeah. It's very considerate.
Well, or it, like you hear it like going... Ooh, like warming up, you know, whatever cool. the version it, yeah.
No, so I'm disarming it. Rather, I'm like grabbing the person, I'm grabbing the gun and twisting so that it puts their hand in a weird position if they want to hold on to it. And my intention is to lean in and block their mouth so they can't yell.
I like that.
Okay.
So you're able to do that, and you see that it's one of these pinstripe-suited people, and as you grab her arm, her fedora tumbles off, and you put your hand over her mouth. So, Zachary, what are you doing when you're seeing this?
Well, I might not have even noticed the revving up of the gun. I'd probably be like, holy shit, what the heck?
Yeah, all of a sudden, there's just like this woman in pinstripes on the floor, like being gagged, and it's like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Is there anybody around us? Is this looking bad for us? Does anybody seem to notice?
There's nobody like right around, but definitely the bartender can see you, but he is not reacting.
That's weird.
Okay. What up? Kat, are you choking her out?
No, I was going to
incapacitate her. Can we gag her and tie her up and shove her in a bucket of flour or something?
Yeah, we can absolutely do that. Put her in a broom closet. Should one of us change into her suit? I mean, what are we even doing here if that doesn't happen?
Definitely.
Cool. So yeah, so we drag her to a broom closet. I haven't knocked her unconscious yet. Look, how loyal are you to your bosses? Because I really don't have a problem with killing you, but if you're gonna talk, like, we can work something out. Okay, so let's handle it this way. Just nod if you're gonna talk to me, and, like, shake your head if you feel like dying today.
So she's gonna just, like, look at you and just, like, nod her head slowly.
Cool, so I'll take my hand off of her mouth.
And she's gonna kind of, like, she'll cough a little bit and be like, jeez, nobody's ever done that to me before. I'm pretty sneaky.
Yeah, no, you're not. That's cute that you think that, though.
Also, you should get a weapon that doesn't make a noise.
Yeah, so, I can totally sell you a gun that's much better than yours later and actually help with that. So, like...
That's what the triple silencer is for.
Yeah, so I, like, give her my business card. So hit me up later if you want something. But in the meantime...
So she's
what? Yeah, like, really what is confused. Going on? You know the Amazonian in there? Why do they have her? Like, what's going on?
Why do they have her?
Yeah, you what's mean- she doing here?
Well, she's a contractor with us.
Okay. So, like, but she's not being detained against her will?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay.
They're so, like, just mm-hmm. trying to, they're just trying to get Maurice Langston. Zachary, your radar goes off, because that's your real name. I just decided that was your real name.
Maurice Langston.
Because it's a terrible name. I would go by Zachary.
Britannia is helping them find this person?
I think so, yeah. I mean, I don't know who these people are. Who are you guys? What are you doing here?
Who's Maurice Langston? I'd say to Zachary.
He's a guy who stole a lot of money from Don Giovanni.
Oh, I wonder if, like, the info that we were getting helps her with that. Maybe we should just go in and say hi.
Yes, you should totally just go in and say hi.
Wait, Zachary, do you know who this guy is?
Yeah. I've heard the name before. hacker circles. Generally a positive reputation. Kind of a good guy. I don't know what, don't know why the gambling guild would want us... Speak to him?
He stole millions of credits. The Don's gonna kill him.
Well, stole, vaporized, what's the difference?
You don't even have the money. Oh no. Okay, so like we were contracted to do
I love
a job.
This I love the Team Rocket vibe, I'm not gonna lie. It's like you get a lackey and they're just gonna tell you whatever because they don't know any better. I love it. It makes me so happy.
Yeah, we were contracted to do a job, so we should just go in there and give them the info. They were pretty cool earlier, okay, honestly. Well. Like a little sleazy, but you know.
Yeah, did Clarny try to hit on you? He's totally into Amazonians.
Yeah. You know, that was obvious, which like, ew, gross, don't fetishize my people, you know?
Yeah, totally. You're not going to kill me, right?
Yeah, I'm not going to kill you. I'm probably going to knock you out, though.
Then yeah, don't fetishize your people. Yeah, no, bad.
Cool, yeah. Okay, but seriously, let me talk to you about this triple silencer while Zachary works through whatever he's having trouble saying.
So, Britannia seems to be fine. And perhaps we'll just, if you think you have any information to add, please be my guest and assist. But perhaps we shouldn't meddle. Perhaps we should step outside and enjoy some more open bar and wait for their business to conclude. And then we can meet up with Britannia and do our own thing.
Dude, but like, what if the info that we currently have is the info that she's trying to give to them?
I don't.
And while you're having this conversation, Adelaine, are you still trying to get closer to Britannia?
Yes, totally am.
You are? Okay, what are you trying to do in this situation?
So is Giovanni, is he still talking?
Oh yeah, he's totally okay. Still talking. He loves to hear himself talk. He seems like the kind of bad guy who would probably monologue himself so long that until, like, he would have to definitively start your battle by, like, making some sort of statement and then, like, waiting for music to start.
Okay, this is gonna be, so I am no longer at all concerned for my safety, guys. We're good. Flashy. So what I want to do is kind of, like, see if I can, like, I'm going through the crowd, and hors d'oeuvre, right? We're gonna kind of see if I can, like, sidle up beside Britannia and be a little bit like, hey, what's up, girl? Thought we had a date. Not here.
Oh, no, we totally had a date here.
Okay.
And she puts her arm around you and, like, gives you, like, a squeeze.
Ah, this just got really awkward.
And doesn't let you go.
Ah!
And that's why you should, like, totally always triple check that you're not within grabbing distance of... Did you just scream? Yeah, I like, go to knock the girl out in the back of the neck. Adelaide, are you okay?
Right, I'm with Britannia, but she's being really weird. She's not letting me go. I don't know what's going on. I'm standing here.
I'm going to need a defense roll from you, Adelaide.
Oh, boy.
And do I have to do anything to knock that girl out?
No, she's, it's essentially a coup de grace, because she's, yeah.
Cool.
Well, so I'm definitely not going to defend forcefully, because that's just not me. So I think... I will try to... Do you want to tell me what I'm defending from, or do you want me to make this up?
Yeah, what's going to happen is Britannia is totally going to try to yank out your communication device out of your ear.
Yeah, so I am... good, because what I wanted to do was I want to be quick, maybe, like, duck under her arm, and if I can, like, duck out of this really awkward, like, right. Holding me and I don't want to be held embrace thing that we've got going on.
Right. So I'm going to say she's holding you. So you're going to need, I think you're going to need a +4 or better.
Oh boy, guys, this is probably not going to happen.
So just asking for information's sake, does Britannia know Adelaide? Recognize her? No?
Well, Adelaide's not wearing a fake mustache.
It's true. I'm just wearing a chef's coat.
Y'all have had, you all have met up Carla. With Britannia before. So.
Oh, okay. Okay. That was my question.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Continue.
So, okay. I'm changing into the trench coat, or sorry, to the pinstripe suit and putting on the hat and everything.
Smooth criminal.
Is there a reason?
It's a little snug on you.
Yeah. That's fine, but it's snug in a good way.
Yeah, it's snug in like a bosom way.
Yeah, it's snug in like a cat suit way, yeah. Not a Bruce Banner way.
So is there a reason that Britannia's going to be holding Adelaide for some reason? Who the heck is this guy? Zach, come on.
So, okay, so I'm going to roll my, oh my god. And I need to get a 4?
All right, so if you fail, she's going to pull the communication device out of your ear.
Okay.
You can choose to fail.
You know what? I think I am actually going to choose to fail, because even if I invoke something, I still can't get to a 4.
Yay!
So, yep.
All right, so she grabs the communication device out of your ear. She throws it down and, like, crushes it underneath her, Gucci stiletto.
Those are expensive! Why would you do that?
Because you're what's called bait.
Oh, shit.
And as she says that, she, like, there's a chair that she's kind of, like, puts you in, and, like, mooks come over to, like, tie you up.
Okay,
so you'll get a chance to defend from that as well. But first,
right.
So the two of you have heard, like, just this staticky and can no longer hear Adelaide.
We can't see in the room at all. We have no clue what's happened.
I mean, you can't see what's happening at the far end of the room currently. You guys are within, you know, yelling distance of each other, because you can still kind of hear what Giovanni's saying. And at this point, he's not talking about the gambling anymore. He's talking about some grand master plan.
Oh, wow. I would definitely like to be listening to that. So what I would like to do is they're putting me down in a chair, and I want to basically do that thing where it's like there's somebody starting to sit you down, and then you just like switch places with them so that they're sitting down instead. So I want to like basically pull a really fast, flashy, like, ha-ha, tricked you maneuver.
Sure. I'm not sure I've seen this trick, but sure.
I'm not sure I have either, I'm going to admit honestly, but that's what I want to go for. It's like, oh, we're going to sit you down, and then I'm like, no, ha, you sit down. So if I pull it off, then I'm going to end like...
So you're creating an advantage for yourself of nobody's hands on you.
Sure, or I'm attempting to defend with flashy.
You're okay. Yeah, that would totally be a defense.
How would you like to roll that? How would you like me to roll that?
Or is this actually, this would be an attack.
Ooh. Right. Oh, mine would be an attack?
Yeah.
Okay. Then I will roll it as a flashy attack.
And let's see here.
Yes.
You're against
a
mook.
Yes! Yes!
So mook's gonna defend.
Okay, I got a 6.
You succeed with style.
Yes.
So succeeding with style in an attack means your attack hits and causes damage, and you can reduce the damage by 1 to generate a boost. So let's say you knock the mook out, and you're also going to get an advantage of surprise for your next action.
Sweet.
That makes sense to me.
All right. Yes. I'm being all flashy and distraction-y.
All right. So, Lulu.
Cool. Zach, do you have something you want to do? Otherwise, I have the beginnings of a plan.
Just to clarify, do we know that Adelaide's in trouble, or we just lost communication and we're planning on going in with Lulu in disguise? Do I understand
correctly? Oh, no. I mean, we don't know what we plan on doing yet. I definitely think she's in trouble now. And I don't like when she's in trouble.
That's reasonable. I'm thinking if we enter, we may need to be forceful, though.
I actually feel like we shouldn't. Yeah, let's drop into roleplay for, like, a few seconds. Are you going to tell me who Maurice Langston is or not?
What does it matter? He's a hacker. He lost the gambling guild a ton of money, and apparently they want to track him down.
Okay, but why would they take Adelaide in order to find that guy? That doesn't make any sense. Unless...
yeah, all right, fine. All right, it was me.
The listeners at home clutch their pearls.
Britannia's betraying us? Oh my god! Okay, we can handle
this.
Well,
who knows? Maybe they're threatening someone. I'm not gonna blame Britannia. You know, who knows why?
I like that they're like, the gangsters are trying to capture you, and you're like defending your friend who's working with them. I love it. That makes me like you and not want to kill you, and that's not good for a GM to feel.
You're planning to kill me? What?
Nope, I don't know what you're talking about. I generally hate all of my PCs.
If they've got Adelaide, they probably know we're nearby. You actually think we should go in and, like, negotiate? What are you going to do? Hand me over?
Yeah, so either I should hand you over, or...
I think we should go in, guns blazing, break out the glass...
I think there are too many of them for
Adelaide
that right now.
And jump.
Okay, I think there are too many of them for that right now, but we might be able to thin out the herd. Okay, so you know the people that we were talking to back in the bar?
Okay.
I, like, hand you, you know, like, $50. Like, okay, so take your location chip, give them to that and tell them to run as quickly as they can to that bar. I'm going to go in and say that we saw you, and since they started holding Adelaide hostage, you're fleeing, right? Uh-huh. So then if they look, they can see that you're peacing out on this thing. Okay. And then once half of them are gone, you can sneak back in and we'll get out of there. We might have to, like, improv something along the way. I don't know. I haven't really thought this out. But that's, I think that's our current best bet. You with me?
Quick question out of character. Can Zachary fly the ship alone?
Oh, no.
I mean, clearly Adelaide is the awesome pilot, but could Zach at least get it off the ground without killing himself?
I think you would have to make some rolls to see if that would work.
Dang it. Okay.
While you were there, I think that, in your background, do you feel comfortable with anything that you could maybe invoke to help you with that?
No, not at all.
I mean, because it's possible that you, okay. I mean, you know how to, like, start yeah. the ship up. So, I mean, it's possible for you to do anything in Fate. It's just whether
right.
or not
if I can describe it,
well.
Like, I mean, I could fiddle with the autopilot. I don't know. I don't know. I think I'll stay with the team for now.
You're kind of techie, maybe.
I'll stay with the team for now. No, what are they tracking with this? Like, you basically want me to give up my credit card to Star-Lord.
Oh, no, we don't even need to do that. We can just, yeah. So don't do that. Just can you hack in and put yourself on a Marauder's map for them?
Oh,
and
cool. yeah.
Make it seem like you're running back to the ship?
Oh, dang. I was hoping we'd have to, like, find, like, somebody to do surgery on you. Like, pop that baby
yeah,
out.
Yeah, so, yeah. Oh, awesome, awesome. I'll do that.
Okay.
So,
how do we get into their system? You have to think quickly because I'm going to freak out.
So I'm
going to
go back
really
soon. All right. You still have an ear communicator, right? I'll give you updates.
Yeah.
I'll give you updates.
Okay.
And our prisoner here is taken care of?
Yeah, she's out. She's
fine. Oh, right. Okay.
She's going to call me later. We're going to work out a gun deal then. It's going to be great.
All right. I'll go back to the regular VIP room and track down Riker. Sorry. I was getting shows mixed up.
No, if you want to find Stryker, you can. We're just going to need to have a little bit more background. Is Shredder there, too?
Well, actually, Riker, no.
That'd be amazing.
I need somebody a little more skullduggery.
You need Geordi LaForge or Data.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
Both of whom happen to be there.
Well, why would Data help me?
Cause,
I'm thinking Star-Lord would be a better bet. He strikes me as a little bit more... $50? Sure. We'll talk to who.
No, totally. You could try that.
Okay. Yeah, activate. So I'm going to hide out here until he tells me that we're ready to activate the plan.
Now I'm like searching in my mind trying to find somebody from like some sci-fi thing that like would help you for 50 credits.
Watto. How about that? I don't know. Not well known.
Sure, Watto's there.
Watto's there. Hey, Targaryen.
Watto's totally there.
Hey, you want
I didn't
bucks?
Realize you were going to make me try and do this impression.
hey, how are you, sir? How are you, sir?
I'm very old now.
How would your gambling going well? You're coming out ahead?
No, I'm not. Doing so well.
How about you get 50 credits? Just call it a day. I can get you 50 credits. I just need someone to do me a quick little favor. Let me reprogram your little GPS coordinator. And if you head off to the red light district, $50 here, $50 at the door of the dangling red lantern inn. And then they at the door will switch back your GPS.
I think I'm going to need a roll for this. Sorry.
Would this be a clever role?
I don't know Watto that well. Yes. Or, yeah, something to convince him.
This is not a Jedi mind trick I'm going to
say. I think, yeah. Jedi mind tricks don't work on
Yeah, no,
my
I'm
guy.
Just appealing to his nature for cash.
Yes.
So, yes, a clever role would be okay?
Clever role,
a clever
yes.
Role. Okay. Dang, I need new dice. Minus one, clever's three, plus two is the total.
Yeah, that's a fair roll. Yeah. You, yeah, sure, why not? It's not tomorrow, but why not?
All right.
So you fiddle around and you basically, like, take on his information and give him yours,
swap
basically. Yeah. And he starts,
Is that pretty straightforward for me?
Yeah, I mean, you had a fair role, so you can do that. You're a hacker. That seems fair.
I'll wait until Watto flies out of the VIP area and then tell Lulu it's a go.
Okay, get yourself covered so that they don't see you when they come busting out of there. So then I go back up to the room, check in. Is anything particularly exciting happening in there?
Adelaide.
Uh-huh.
You are not tied down.
Yay! Because I'm, like, flashy.
What, but you're still surrounded by mooks. Grunts.
Yep. I'm going to look around at all the pinstripe suits around me, and I'm going to say, tough crowd, huh? Tough crowd? Yeah? No worries. I got just the thing. And I'm going to reach into, I'm going to reach into the pockets of my bell bottoms and pull out paper fans. And I'm going to start doing crazy flashy things with paper fans. And then I'm going to clap them together and they turn into like origami doves.
She's just doing.
This is like the weirdest disco rave magician move ever.
It's the dessert of magics.
It's the dessert of magics.
You have a bundle of straw in your hands too. You might want to grasp at that.
So, yeah, that's what's happening.
Right, bad puns.
Yeah, give me a flashy roll.
Okay, flashy, flashy, flashy. Okay.
And if you do poorly, you get one free invoke on the surprise. Because I'm not going to lie, if I just saw somebody randomly doing magic.
So how is a plus three?
You tie on that.
Okay.
For your overcome. Tie is succeed at a minor cost.
Oh, no, I don't do minor costs. Like, minor costs are interesting, but I think it makes a lot of sense if I invoke my surprise on this one, because they're like, what? We thought we were holding her down. Oh my gosh, there's doves!
Right. So yeah, you get a plus five then, which is superb. So yes, they are distracted by the fact that there are now doves. Like, are you talking real doves or like paper doves?
I was just talking like origami doves, but then, you know, having succeeded, I'll close my hands on the doves again, and so now I've got the doves in my hands, and then I'll open them again and they're full of glitter instead of doves, and I'll just blow it so there's just like sparkles flying through the air.
Are you then gonna try to run away?
Rainbow sparkles. Yes, I think that's what I'm gonna do. Now that there are rainbow sparkles floating through the air, I'm gonna run. I'm totally getting my adrenaline fix off of this though.
You're gonna run. You're gonna have to defend against Britannia though.
Oh damn.
Who's going to try to? Oh, what's that called? She's gonna try to clothesline you as you run away.
Some friend.
Well, as she said, you're the bait, honey.
Oh, wow. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to try and... Can I try and defend with my flashy again? And maybe she'll get glitter in her eyes? She won't see me.
Yes.
Okay, yes. That's what I like to hear.
Oh, yeah. You succeed. Okay, explain to me how you succeed with style.
Right, so what happens... I'm blowing the glitter, and then I start to run... Like, I start to just duck away and run as these people are like, what? Glitter? Oh, my gosh. And so I'm like, I duck and run. I see Britannia. She's, like, looking at me. She's giving me the eye that says, I am not at all distracted by your awesome distraction. And it was an awesome distraction. So I'm like, what's up with you? You should be distracted. So I open my hands and I just blow more glitter, like, directly in her face. So... She, like, gets glitter in her eyes, and she sticks out her arm, but she can't see where I am, so I just duck right underneath it and go. So I think I'm not going to damage her or anything, because she's theoretically our friend, and I don't really know what's going on, but I think what I'm going to do is take a, create an aspect on the situation that is basically that everybody's kind of blinded by sparkly glitter.
She blinded me with glitter.
She blinded me with glitter. Yes. That one.
Rainbow glitter. Yeah, that's a great aspect. Lulu, you come back into the room. There's a lot of glitter.
Yeah, so I like bust into the room at the... So you're running away?
Yeah, I'm running towards the door, so I'm running towards you.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm going to step into the room and like grab you as you're going out. And you can obviously see that it's me, but I am pretty well disguised, I think. Boss, Maurice Langston is seen escaping from the compound. And I, like, start dragging you along with me to the bar because I knew the bartender was pretty cool. And using his console, I bring up the thing so that they can see his signature running away from the building. Yeah, so I am trying to use this beautiful, flashy thing to get them to thin out their numbers so that people go after right. him.
Yeah, that sounds flashy.
Cool, cool, cool. Let's see. Oh, really? God. Ah! Okay, I'm gonna use fate points.
You are...
Yeah, can I just do a reroll?
Yeah, you're four yeah. under. You needed a plus two.
Yeah, that was not good.
So you're gonna do a reroll?
I'm
awesome.
Doing a reroll. There we go.
All right. Okay. So you yes. So yeah, the thing is though, a bunch of people are blinded by glitter, but Giovanni and Killarney hear you because apparently this is both the Irish and the Italian mafia. I just put that together. And Giovanni, like, what? Contingent Beta, go after him! But a lot of them are blinded, so people are like knocking into each other, and somebody's like, glitter is really the herpes of craft products. But yeah, a group like kind of make their way out, and there's somebody like on a comm, like trying to get back up. And yeah, the bartender's just kind of cool. The bartender's just kind of like wiping down the bar and
cool.
Bartender don't care. Bartender's just trying to, you know, feed his four kids.
Family. Cool. Yeah. So who does that leave in the room with us?
So there's probably a dozen grunts. Killarney, Britannia, and Giovanni. And then, of course, Adelaide has gotten over. You and Adelaide are together.
Right.
Zachary, are you hiding anywhere? What are you doing?
Well, at one point I was going to go back to the DJ console and try to get and connect up with like the security doors, like, you know, to lock the place down, set it on a timer in case we had to flee the building, like,
I like
set
that.
On a timer to go off to where the doors would slam shut and seal the building a few seconds after we leave the building, which probably wouldn't have stopped all pursuit, but, you know, the big chunk of it. But, you know, things went a different path. I'm still kind of wondering why we're trying to help Britannia. I know I was playing devil's advocate before.
Oh, did you think we're trying to help Britannia? No. No. Well, don't worry about
that. No? Well, if Lulu's saying that, then, I mean, heck, is Adelaide free?
No, Adelaide and I are behind the bar right now.
In the super VIP area?
Yes.
You're just kind of hiding there, but there's still like a dozen Mooks and Giovanni.
Yeah, so did people leave the room?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's just that we only have like a dozen left. Okay.
Yeah.
Instead of like 50.
Only a dozen. Yeah. Quick question about something we probably would have noticed. How high up are these glass windows from like ground level?
You're three stories up.
Not a guaranteed death.
There are goat fireworks going to happen.
Oh, God.
If you can figure out a way to work that, I don't know.
Adelaide, your earpiece is gone, but Lulu, I'm still got it. I'm like, hopefully you can feel your way out. You remember the path out. I'm thinking of dropping the lights, cutting power to everything, and we can bolt for it. What do you
think?
That's
a good plan. That's a good plan, but it's not going to solve your long-term problem.
Long-term She's problem. The money's gone. I can't. Well, maybe I could magically make it reappear.
I say we end this today.
I suppose you're probably
talking about.
Come to a conclusion.
Okay, so like, yeah. So I grab Adelaide and pull her under the thing and give her the comm. So I don't have one, but she can talk. Okay, so Zach's the guy that they're looking for. And
what?
And remember that...
Oh, that totally explains how he ended up on the
totally,
ship.
Totally, right? So if they don't fix this today, they're going to keep looking for him. So what I think we should do is, like, take out the big guy. Mm. And I bet we can get his guys to turn against him. So I'm going to go do that, like, right now. Good luck.
Wait a minute. you have had me
through the miracle of dance?
Making a deal and trying to solve my problem forever. But now you're like, what?
No, she's going to kill him. She's going to go kill him all. It's really straightforward. I think that this is a fantastic plan. This is why Lulu and I get along so well.
Okay, I guess I'm okay with that. It won't cost me anything. I guess on the earpiece I'm hearing this plan. Maybe I should at least try to go back to the DJ console and see if I can try to figure out some way to help in that room. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you could drop the lights and then she could just, like, jump Giovanni.
totally drop the lights. I think that's a good
really
point
that would inhibit Giovanni.
Oh, I'm not going to speak to Giovanni. I'm going to speak to Kalani.
I assumed you were going to kill Giovanni.
Yeah, Giovanni's going to die. All right,
I'll drop the lights in the special VIP room.
Cool.
Giovanni's the only one without a fedora on, so you know which one he is.
Cool.
Well, Britannia doesn't have a fedora, but you know who she is. She's the tall Amazonian.
Some illumination will come in through the large, plate glass window, but I'm sure it'll be enough to give you an advantage.
Well, and if you're preparing for this, you can totally, cover your eye. Like, you're under the bar, cover your eyes so that you'll adjust to the dark or something. Sweet. And then, have Adelaide, tell you when the lights actually drop, and then your eyes will be... Well, I should not be telling you this.
I should not be giving you ideas. Can we time this so that what happens is it's dark outside, Zachary drops the lights... And then the fireworks show was already slated to go off, so what the room is lit by is random flashes of color from the windows as the goats explode. Please, can we do that?
Yes, you can. You're going to have to wait 37... No, I'm kidding.
No!
It's cool, therefore it will work.
Yes, it's cool, therefore, yes.
I want to see this fight happen in, strobes of different colored lights.
From exploding goats.
Yes, that is how this is going to go down.
I'm so happy.
If you can time this.
Yeah, okay. So we need the lights to go out. Yes, take out the lights, Zach.
3, 2, 1. Timing it with Lulu.
Right, yeah.
Okay, Lulu, lights are out.
Okay, so when the lights are out, I'm going to, make my way to Killarney and, grab him by the shoulder. Be like,
hey, who turned out the lights?
Why didn't you listen to my warning? I told you, she's working for the police. She and your boss are trying to take down the whole organization, and he's trying to get a pardon.
So you're whispering. I expected this huge drama, and now you're whispering into him amid flashes.
Yeah.
Oh, and they're totally going off to a classic rock song. What is that song, Adelaide?
Oh, I don't know classic rock. Classic space rock. It's We will goat you. I don't know.
Dun, dun, explosion. Explosion. all right, I'm gonna need some sort of role him to believe you.
Trying to get him.
Yeah, that's gonna be kind of hard. You're gonna need a +3 or better.
Yeah,
he's pretty loyal to this organization. I mean, he wears the pinstripes.
Well, he's loyal to the organization. Who knows if he's loyal to that guy?
Interesting.
So I think that's probably sneaky of me. Can I grab any of the things surrounding this to up that?
I feel like the fact that you're in darkness is probably going to give you an advantage.
Okay.
Yeah. And you can roll and see how it is and then invoke if you need to.
Yeah, we'll see. So I have a +3. How's that? I could also invoke one of my
So you can choose to succeed at a minor cost.
Yeah. Okay, I'll do that.
Yes.
Great.
And now I have to think of a minor cost. Okay, he's going to he believes you, but he's angry, and so Killarney's going to elbow you in the face and break your nose.
Ouch!
So that you've That's got bad. Yeah. So your minor cost is you've got a bleeding nose, a broken nose to deal with on top of everything else.
Okay. Ah, screw you, asshole. What the kind of way is that to treat a lady? My God.
You totally weren't going to sleep with me anyway. And he turns on Giovanni and accuses him of trying to betray the organization. He refers to Britannia as a policewoman and as several very not nice names. And so she totally throws a punch at him. So he and Britannia start fighting, and Giovanni is obviously trying to get away. So Adelaide, you kind of see this through the flashing of the lights, You see the strobe light fight going on between Britannia and Killarney, and then you see Giovanni kind of like trying to like pull the, like walking really softly, then running.
Well, let's see. I'm actually pretty close to the door because I'm behind the bar, yep. Right? So I think what I am going to do is I think that I am going to quickly roll out from behind the bar and... Oh, goodness. I mean, I'm a pilot, but, you know, they probably have some knives or something behind the bar, because you got to cut up the limes, right?
Yeah.
And
they have tiny little lightsaber knives.
Yes.
And I'm watching all this on the security footage, I'd imagine. So if the explosions stop and I think it's more advantageous to my team for the lights to come back on, I would do so.
Okay. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to be quick and basically just roll out from behind the bar and be waiting for him at the door, like, with the... is it like, so it's like a lightsaber, like, what, like, 12 inches long?
Yeah.
Like, okay, aww. So still far enough to get someone? Okay. So, yeah, so I'm going to be basically waiting for him at the door with the lightsaber, and this is going to get gory, and we've been so fluffy up to this point, but I think that what I'm going to do is try to stab him, and hopefully he won't see me.
All right, roll that
like, I'm
attack.
Gonna try fast. Okay, because he's running at me, and so I'm just popping up, like, right in front of him. That's not a good start. Oh, God. So that's a, it's currently a plus one.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no!
So he, Giovanni rolled a plus four. If somebody could help create an advantage.
Yeah.
Well, what I was going to say is, can I, have we invoked the darkness as an advantage? Can I invoke the darkness?
Well, if you're throwing a mini lightsaber.
I know exactly which thing we haven't invoked yet. It's everyone is blinded.
By glitter.
She blinded me with glitter.
True.
Yeah.
You can invoke she blinded me with glitter. For
so
free.
He's still got some glitter in his eyes.
Okay, so that's a plus three.
So that makes it a plus three. And then I'm going to spend one of my fate points to use my good at distracting tactics so that I can, like, I'm like, look over here, stab.
Look over here, not at the light.
That's my plan. Not at the light, stab.
Yeah, I mean...
Or look at this other light. I've got two of them. One of them, I'm like, look at this one. And then I'm like,
in my mind, the one you're going to stab him with in red and the one that you're waving is green.
Nice.
Yes.
Just obviously. Very, very subtle. Yeah. And the goats are exploding.
The goats are exploding. That puts me at a plus five.
He totally is distracted by you and he's blinded by glitter. And he's kind of like, he guys can't tell, like, is that a lightsaber? Is that a piece of glitter in my eye? And you just like gut him.
Wham.
But you're also standing under him. You know, he's like, so you're going to get some of that gore on you. You adrenaline loving junkie. You love it.
Okay, this is great. We should do this more often, guys.
You think you have your communicator on because you're so used to it, so you're just...
Well, no, I do. Lulu doesn't have one now. I have hers.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Zach, you see Giovanni go down.
His footsteps go, like, red and then disappear? Or...
Yeah, no, a security camera has an actual display. Right.
Awesome. I'll bring up the lights in the special VIP room if they're not already.
You consider calling the police.
Are the goats
The goats
still
are
exploding?
Still exploding, yes. Britannia and Killarney are still, like, duking it out.
And there's still a bunch of mooks around?
Yeah, they're all blinded by glitter, and now, and, like, in the explosion, somebody's like, Giovanni's dead! And they're like, what the hell do we do? And the cat, like, goes over to Giovanni and, like, meow, and, like, you know, kind of, like, rubs against
Aww.
Him.
Oh no!
There's
Persian!
Oh no! And then the Persian's like, wait a minute. And kind of looks up and looks around and is like, wait, I don't have to go back in a damn Pokeball. And like starts running away. And the Persian, obviously the Persian can't talk. I mean, it's no Meowth. And the Persian's running away, but you can just see in its face, like, I'm free! I'm finally free! I'm gonna go home and see my husband. Finally, this guy caught me like a decade ago. Now I'm free from this tyranny.
Do I have any weapons whatsoever, like even just a minor little side blaster or anything?
Would you have that? Would it make sense for you to have that?
Don't see why.
All right, then you got a little side blaster.
It makes sense for any kind of scrumpulous, however you pronounce it, kind of seafarer of the black would have something.
Yeah, sure. You got a little. You got a laser pistol. You're not gonna. Yeah. You're not gonna hit the Persian. It's not gonna be terribly.
No.
That would be really mean.
I'm thinking of dashing back to the special VIP room and just. But it's probably in their more capable hands.
Well, what you see, I'm gonna need a roll from you to erase your existence from the Gambling Guild's data files.
Okay.
That's a thing to do.
Okay.
You're like, hey, cool, my friend's got the physical stuff, and you're gonna need a +3 or better on this.
Yeah. Could I try to use a trouble to create an advantage, like motivation?
Yeah, totally.
I mean, my trouble that this guild is really after me. Could I try to create an advantage by doing that?
Yeah,
I don't know
totally.
How that would work. Then basically I could say it makes sense that I should have a +2 on this because it really matters to me.
Yeah, it does.
Basically? Okay. Yeah. And I assume we've been using clever for hacking, so we'll just go with that.
Makes sense.
And my clever's +3, so +6.
You succeed with style. So tell me how it feels as you like are succeeding, not just well, but succeeding with style. Like, you get an extra something.
Turns out that not only was this silly DJ console allowing me to hack into the entire headquarters network, but I was able to tap into their global data sharing system and wipe my data from all of their files.
Ooh. Nice.
Of course, some people still know my name. They might know my face, although
I just realized that Maurice Langston may not be your real name. It just may be what they think your real name is.
Yes.
The pseudonym to the pseudonym that
to
they
the
know.
The pseudonym to the pseudonym.
Right.
Yes.
Who knows what his real name is?
Voila.
You probably know, though, at some point.
Raul.
At some Raul.
All right, so as you're hacking into, because apparently for some reason the DJ terminal has access to everything. You're hacking in.
It was a 6.
In my hand.
And you're erasing yourself, and like this large long cat comes running by, like with the happiest like tail wave in the world.
Uh-huh.
And so there are a bunch of grunts who don't know what to do. There are two people engaged in a fist fight. The boss is dead. Your data has been destroyed from the Gambling Guild.
I'm going to run back to the special VIP room. Okay. Just in case I can be helpful there. I'll just be emotional support more than likely, but I'll draw my little pistol and see what happens.
It's okay. I mean, I think I'm like, okay, we should probably go. Now's the time to go, right?
Yeah, like, right? Or should we, like, make it clear that we're done? Or that he shouldn't be looking for him anymore somehow? Or should we just leave before they get out of the fight?
I think I can leave them a message.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, right. Then you guys go, because I need to make sure that Britannia's dead. I'll meet you on the way.
Don't cross Lulu, jeez.
Hey, I'm like running around. I have like two mini lightsabers in my hands, and I'm the front of my crazy 70s jumpsuit bell bottom thing is covered in blood.
And at one point, Lulu stops you and takes the lightsabers away, and like, you don't run with those.
No. Like mega plus bad. Worse than scissors.
Come on. Okay, whatever.
As the goats explode not we are the champions, but
we will
goat you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is the epic thing. Yes, we see we see Zachary like making his way to the red light district and like switching his information back with Watto. We see Adelaide, who has her lightsabers taken away, but she's like at the bar in the bottom of the Gambling Guild, like just like telling this awesome story, and she's like covered in gore, and everybody's like listening to her, and it's kind of like, oh my god, awesome. And of course we see Lulu now with these two mini lightsabers, and all you see is like explosion of light, like a red streak and a green streak, and then like both Britannia and Killarney, like, fall anime style. Like, it looks like they're standing up, and then it's just like...
Again, you see them silhouetted against the window and the explosion.
Right, yeah.
Right?
And then they just both fall down.
And this didn't rule Britannia.
Oh, snap! And scene.
That's so bad.
I love it.
But like, good bad.
Oh my god, that was so funny.
Oh my god.
So congratulations. You have destroyed everyone who could have possibly been used in a sequel.
Yes. Except ourselves, yeah. The Rainbow Royals.
So, after this, Zachary, do you feel a weight lifted from you?
Oh, definitely. And I'm going to use my third aspect to basically give the middle finger as I leave the building.
Do you moonwalk as you give the middle finger?
No. Metaphorical middle finger. Can I assume that the main kind of arena where the goats were racing has some sort of holographic projection thing?
Yes.
For like big announcements and things that. All right, I'll just load up a holovid, set it to go off about 10 minutes after we leave the building to be my farewell message.
What do you say?
It's not going to say anything, but the holovid is titled Rocket and Groot Rule 34.
Ah, no!
And I'll just set it to play. Fare thee well.
And on all that right. day, we made enemies of Star-Lord and crew.
All right, Adelaide, have you ever killed anybody before, like, in cold blood?
To be entirely honest, I'm not entirely sure that I have, so I'm kind of flying high on a power rush at the moment. And I'm like, hey, guys, I bet they're going to chase us in spaceships. I am so excited for this. Like, chase. Let's go do it. We gotta go.
Come I on, love that go. Later. I love that later you're gonna be like, we should totally kill people.
we should totally. Oh, this person is very bad, Lulu.
I see a future.
Bad addiction.
Yeah, I see. Definitely see a future for Adelaide as a dominatrix.
Total criminal. I'm not sure if the future is dominatrix or life sentence is kind of where things are going.
Well, the good news is, I think, that a couple weeks after all this happens, Lulu totally gets a call on her communicator, mm-hmm. and it's the gambling guild, and everybody wants one of her guns.
Good, yeah. I sell them at a really fair price. We have a good connection now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to match their pinstripes. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the person talking to you is the gal that you knocked out. And at one point, she's like, do you remember what happened? Because I was just, like, woke up in the kitchen and, like, hell had broken loose.
Yeah, no. Apparently, there was, like, I don't know, dissent among the ranks. Do you guys have a good leader now? I hope so. You seemed really cool.
I don't know if we have a good leader, but there are people stepping up to fill the power void.
Okay, well, like, hopefully that whoever that person knows that we like you guys. So, like, in the future, you know, let me know if you need anything. Just so long as we're cool. I don't want there to be any hard feelings.
Right, no, but triple silencers for everybody.
Triple silencers. Got it.
Got it.
And, like, the 42 pinstripe, right?
Yes.
Got it.
The new boss is going to let us choose between dark blue and navy.
Whew. Man. Whoa. Generous.
All right. I think that's about all the time we have for She's a Super Geek Podcast.
Thank you both so much.
Thanks for having us.
Playing with us.
That was fun.
Gomenasai.
Gomenasai.
I have no idea what I just said.
Okay. Gomenasai is like, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Nihongo hanazemasu.
You're looking for...
Arigato.
Arigato
gozaimasu.
That's what I'm
looking for.
We hope you enjoyed episode 3 of She's a Super Geek. If you liked what you heard, please consider leaving us a 5-star review on iTunes or on Stitcher. You can also find us on Twitter at SAS Geek Podcast or on Facebook and Google Plus by searching for She's a Super Geek. We'd love to hear from you. You can also find our guests on Twitter. Kat Murphy is at Male Mandalorian and Travis Parker is at Golden_Griffin. Our theme song is Rock and Roll Play Baby by Kieran Strange. Find more fantastic music, merchandise, and tour dates on her website, kieranstrange.com, or follow her on Twitter for news and updates at Kieran Strange. See you in 2 weeks for our next adventure. She's a